Good morning, and God bless you. The Lord is truly good, and his mercies will last forever and ever. Our lesson this morning is entitled Joshua, Prophet of Conquest. Our Bible passages are Joshua, the 5th chapter, 13th through the 15th verses, the 6th chapter, 1st through 5th verses, 15th and 16th verses, and the 20th verse. Joshua, whose name means Yahweh saves, is the current leader of Israel. Moses has gone on to be with the Lord, and it is Joshua's responsibility to lead Israel to the promised land. Many of the cities they were going to have to fight to conquer gave up without resistance. They heard how the Lord was with Israel as they crossed the Jordan River on dry land. However, when it came to Jericho, it was a different story. The inhabitants of Jericho lived within this high-walled city fortress, with thick, impenetrable walls and gates that were closed to all that wanted to enter or leave. I want to think the people of Jericho were fearful of Israel because of their past conquest. I believe they also knew the Lord was with Israel as well. This made Israel an opponent they didn't want to fight. Therefore, they did not want to meet them on a field of battle. They felt safer inside their walled city. As Joshua approached Jericho, he encountered a man with a sword in his hand. He asked the man his motives, and the man responded, "I am the commander of the Lord's army." At this moment, Joshua immediately assumed a position of reverence. The man also said, "Remove your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground." And Joshua complied. Joshua knew he was in the presence of a power far greater than he had ever experienced. I can't say he knew of Moses' first encounter with God, but Joshua's experience was similar, even though there was no burning bush. There was a conversation between Joshua and the commander, much like the conversation between Moses and God. Joshua also receives confirmation that he is the leader, but God is the commander of Israel, and he will direct him every step of his journey. God is still keeping his word by not speaking directly to Israel in his own voice. He is now speaking through the commander to Joshua, and Joshua will speak what he has told to Israel. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into thine hands along with its king and its fighting men." This statement is given in the past tense. It's like the commercial where the wife says, "Honey, the furnace is broken." And the husband says, "I called ABC. The wife then says, "Then it's done." It's kind of comical, but that's how the Lord works. When we have a problem, we give it to him, and it's done. Joshua saw Pearl. Just like us when we see a formidable obstacle obstructing our life's journey, and we have no clue of what to do. All we have to do is place the problem in the hands of our Heavenly Father. He has the unique ability to see the end from the beginning. When Joshua saw impenetrable walls, God saw rubble and a victory won. The Lord gave Joshua instructions on what to do. He gave those instructions to Israel's army and priest. Instructions they had to follow to the letter in order to be victorious, which they did. God gave them the city and the victory. The victory was not complete, though, until they followed God's precise instructions as they entered into the city and took it. Obedience is a key part of this lesson. Israel understood by faith and obedience that the city of Jericho was being conquered by the power of God and not through the power of their army. When we ask the Lord to deliver us from evil circumstances and adverse situations for ourselves and others, we are relying on the power of God to give us that victory. And as we rely on God, we must be obedient. We think of Joshua as a mighty man of war, but first and foremost, he was a faithful and obedient servant of our Heavenly Father. His was an example we all must follow to have victory. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to stand before you with humility and praise and honor. We thank you, Father, for how you have blessed us thus far and kept us safe, Father, within your arms of comfort and protection. We thank you, Father, for the leaders that you have placed in our path throughout our lives that have led us to the point where we are now. We thank you for our current leaders, Father, and how you bless and you walk with them and talk with them and guide them so that they can give us the correct instructions on the directions in which you would want us to go in order for us to grow and be more fruitful in our lives. And then those fruits that we bear will be beneficial to those we come in contact with. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you, Father, for what you have done for many of those that are on our sick list, Father, that you have kept them from all harm. You have kept them with a reasonable portion of health, Father. You have kept them with us, Father, and we thank you for your hand of healing that you have placed upon them. Even if you have not given them a full recovery, Father, you have placed a hand of longevity upon them, Father, that they are still here with us as a witness to your power. And for that we say thank you, Lord. We ask you, Father, to continue to protect and keep your hedge of protection around all of our members in our church family. Continue to lead us all. Continue to bless us, Father. Continue to provide for us, Father. Continue to give us all the things that we require to continue to stand for you, dear Lord, and be witness to all that you do for us. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as you have placed your hand upon her and given her all that she needs to be our shepherd. We thank you for the guidance, for the strength, the courage that you give her, Father, to stand before us, Father, week after week, to meet the needs of every single member, Father, and even those that are not within our congregation, she is still there doing your work earnestly, fervently, without thought of her own self, Father, because what she does, she gives 100% for you, dear Lord. And we thank you for her sacrifice. We thank you for her dedication. We thank you for her strength and wisdom. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless her body and give her strength when she requires rest to be restored. Continue to keep her safe, Father, and embrace her, Father, with the comfort that only you can provide. We thank you for your presence within the lives of each and every one of us, Father, and we thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, and we pray, Lord, that your will be done in each and every action that we take. We'll give your name the praise and the glory for all that is accomplished. And we'll say in the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you, everyone. Have a glorious week. And God truly loves you, each and every one. Amen. Amen.